Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we'll reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Marcus Aurelius in Meditations 6:27. They are certainly moved toward things because they suppose them to be suitable to their nature and profitable to them. But it is not so. Teach them then, and show them without being angry. When people make mistakes or act unethically, according to the Stoics, it is not because they wanted to do so on purpose, but because it seemed to them that what they were doing was right. This is a strange concept to wrap one's mind around at first, but if you reflect on it, it makes perfect sense. Contrary to the cartoonish image of the villain, nobody gets up in the morning, goes in front of the mirror, and asks himself, "So, what sort of evil thing can I do today?" Rather, as modern psychologists teach us, we are all very, very good at rationalizing what we do to provide ourselves with excuses for not doing better. This applies even to egregious behaviors, from the driver who rudely cuts you off in the middle of the highway to the tyrant who imprisons his people. The driver thinks he's entitled to cut you off, because what he has to do is more important and urgent than what you have to do. The tyrant probably thinks that he's doing the best thing for his country by imprisoning dangerous people who would otherwise destabilize the established order. If this is so, says Marcus, then it serves no purpose getting angry and self-righteous. What we need to do is to teach other people if we can. If we cannot, then by all means, let's work to stop the injustice. But always remembering that others make mistakes because they don't realize that they're wrong. Compassion, then, not anger, is the proper response. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic Meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, fit permitting, of course.